And now to my message on today's broadcast, entitled, The Here and the Hereafter. And I'm going to read from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 16. But before we read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we're grateful for the spirit of revival that we feel in this hour. We thank Thee for the wonderful things Thou art doing in revival services here at Worth Baptist Church. And may this broadcast on this station through the facilities of this station today bring glory and honor to Christ. And may men experience revival. And may Worth Baptist Hour prove to be a real blessing to everyone who listens today, is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. In the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 16, I read beginning at verse 19. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died, and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died, and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes. Why is there such a tale of pity in the Scripture? Why did our Lord Jesus Christ, who spoke so many wonderful and tender, winsome words, say such things as he says in these verses? Why does he talk to us about poverty and sickness and death and judgment and consternation and fear and separation from God? I believe there are three reasons why Jesus gives us this account in his ministry. First, I believe Jesus did it to warn men to prepare for life after death. Second, I believe Jesus gives us this story and speaks these words to reveal the fact that how we live here will determine how we're going to live hereafter. And third, Jesus spoke these words to teach us that heaven and hell are real. I've entitled my message, Here and Hereafter. There are two men in my text that demand our attention, the rich man and Lazarus. Not much is said about Lazarus except he was poor, hungry, sick, that he died, and that he went to heaven. Now this describes many people today, for there is much poverty and hunger and sickness and death abroad in our land today. But Jesus put the spotlight on the rich man. Jesus said, not only was the man rich, he fared sumptuously every day, but he died, and he was buried, and he went to hell. Now, you don't have to be rich to go to hell, and you don't have to be poor to go to heaven. There'll be some rich folks in heaven, there'll be some poor folks in hell. But Jesus is pointing out this man's condition to show us that with all of the riches and all of the wealth, a man can't be right with God except through faith in his wonderful Son, Jesus Christ. There's one sentence in this text that really chills me. It's this: the rich man fared sumptuously every day. Two words out of that sentence are still haunting the rich man in hell today. These two words bother me. They disturb me. And these two words are these: every day. These two words tell us a great deal about this man. No man has the right to claim every day for himself. One day out of every seven is God's day. You tell me how a man spends his Sundays, and I'll tell you what kind of man he is. You show me how a man spends his Sundays, and I'll tell you where he'll spend eternity. One day out of seven is God's day. This man ignored the Lord's day. The Bible says he fared sumptuously every day. He reached the point in his life that he did not need God. The man who ignores the Lord's day, the man who ignores Sunday and the house of God And the Word of God is saying, I do not need God. My friend, you may not feel today, this July the 28th, 1974, that you need God. But I've come to tell you there's coming an hour in your life, and it may be sooner than you think, when you are going to need God. In fact, you need Him now. Without Him, you could not be breathing. Without Him, you'd have no plans for today. Without Him, you'd have no life. In Him, you have life and no other source. You do need God. And if you go on ignoring God's day and saying, I don't need God, you're going to pay for it just like the rich man. In this man's life, every day was the same. There was no difference in God's day and any other day. And that's the tragic mistake of many people today. The curse of America is the downgrading of the Lord's day, the desecrating of Sunday. This is bringing America to a state of confusion and chaos. If you want to know what's wrong in Washington today, men have desecrated holy things. If you want to know what's wrong in Fort Worth today, men are desecrating holy things. If you want to know what's wrong in your family and in your home and in your life, it's because you are desecrating the holy things of God. And no man can desecrate God's holy things without paying a price. A nation cannot desecrate God's holy day without paying a price. The Bible says the wicked shall be turned into hell, and every nation that forgets God. One day the rich man died. One day you are going to die. Don't take my word for it, my friend. Listen to what the Bible says. The book of God says it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. We don't know about this man's will. Perhaps he had none. Perhaps his family fought over his wealth all the days of their lives. We don't even know how much he left. But that's not important. We know he left it all. 1 second after death, he was no longer a rich man. Death evens the score. Death cancels all wealth. Death levels all men. Death strips men of all their material possessions. You may be wealthy now. You may be wise. You may be arrogant and proud. But 1 second after death, you'll be like all other men on the same plane. And if you die without Christ, you'll be in hell. How different this man's life would have been, and how different his death would have been if he only had listened to Jesus when he said, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. Let me give you a warning, my friend. This is to you personally. This is meant for you. If you neglect God's day and God's claim on your life, you're going to hell. If you neglect Christ and salvation and the gospel, I repeat, your destiny is hell without Christ and without hope. The question that has baffled the philosophers through the years is this. What follows death? Death and then what? Well, my text has the answer. And there are several lessons that we need to learn from it. After death, the dead still live. They are very much alive. This man was still conscious. He had a concern over his family. Remember, he said, I have five brothers. I don't want them to come to this place. Please do something about it. Please send Lazarus and let him warn them that they don't come to this place. My friend, the answer came back. They have the Bible. They have Moses and the prophets. They have the Word of God. And my friend, if you do not listen to the Word of God today, you would not believe, even if a man were to be raised from the dead and come to your home and punch you in the face and say, look, mister, you're going to hell. I've been there, I know. Or I've been to heaven, and I know all about eternity. You would not believe it if you don't believe what God's Word says right now to you. If you don't believe the Bible, there's no hope for you. This man still retained his sense of pain. He said, I am tormented. He still had his sense of memory. The voice from heaven said, son, remember. And he did. He remembered his days upon the earth. And my friend, when you get to hell, you're going to remember. This day, July 28, 1974, you'll remember this message. You'll remember this hour. You'll remember this preacher's voice who warned you to turn from your wicked way. So you best turn today This man retained his sense of hearing. He heard the voice from heaven. He retained his sense of taste. He said, I am thirsty. He retained his identity. He said, I am thirsty. I have five brethren. I am tormented. He was begging for mercy. My friend, it's too late to beg for mercy once you're in hell. You'd best beg for mercy while you're on the earth. You best call while God is near. You best call upon His name while He can hear and answer you in this hour. There's another lesson we need to learn from this text and from this story, and that is this. There is no chance after death. The voice from heaven said there's a great gulf fixed and nobody can pass through it. If you die without Jesus Christ into hell, you will plunge, and there is no second chance. You're lost forever, doomed forever, damned forever in hell without Christ if you die without Him in your heart. Let me tell you why I do not want to go to hell. I do not want to go there because it's a place of literal fire and punishment. It's a place of eternal suffering. It's the place where the devil and his angels are. It's the place where the Antichrist and the false prophet are going to be. It's the place where all the God-haters and Christ-rejecters of all ages are going to be. I do not want to go to hell because it's a place of outer darkness where there shall be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, dying and never dead, separated from God. It's a place of eternal doom, of eternal damnation, of eternal death. That's why I do not want to go to hell. My friend, you don't have to go to hell. You can trust Jesus Christ as your Savior this moment, and heaven will be your home. Let me tell you why I do want to go to heaven. My Savior is there. Let me underscore that. I want to go to heaven first of all because Jesus Christ, who loved me and died for me, is in heaven. I want to go there because my people are there. I want to go because members of my family are there. I want to go because my friends are there. I want to go to heaven because my mansion is there. I have a written guarantee. Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. My inheritance is there. And I've been sending up tokens for more than 30 years now. That's why I want to go to heaven. My hope is there. I have no hope in this world. Money, military might, magnificence, economic stability, all of these things offer no hope. My only hope and your only hope is in Christ Jesus. There's another reason I want to go to heaven. And that's because they're looking for me up there. And heaven would not be complete without me. And my friend, when I step through the pearly gate, someone might ask me, how on earth did you get here? And I'm going to say, I came by the way of the cross. I came by the way of Christ's sacrifice upon the tree. I came because I realized I was a lost sinner, and I trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I'm here today because Christ made the way for me. My friend, if you ever get to heaven, it will be by the way of the cross. There's no other way but this. I shall ne'er get sight of the gates of light if the way of the cross I miss. Which way are you going? You know something about your here, your life now, what you're doing. But what about your hereafter? It is far more important for you to prepare for hereafter than it is for you to prepare for here. Hereafter is eternity. It will either be in heaven or hell. It will either be with God or apart from God. It will either be with your loved ones in heaven, or it will be with the doomed and the damned of all ages in hell. There's no middle ground. There's no second chance. You will spend eternity either in heaven or in hell. I have this footnote, and I shall be through. There is a here, and there is a hereafter. And what you do with your life here will determine where you will be hereafter. As we close the broadcast today, let me take this opportunity again to invite you personally to Sunday school at 10 o'clock, the morning worship hour at 11, the Sunday evening worship hour at 7, the midweek services on Wednesday at 7:30, here at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And again, the special announcement Saturday night, August 3rd at 7 o'clock, the Young Americans in their musical production, What Price Freedom? They will also be with us 1 week from today on Sunday, August 4. Don't forget the July offer. All you need to do is write and ask for it, and you will receive all of the messages on Worth Baptist Hour during the month of July. Write today for your free cassette tapes containing these messages. Write to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And so until next Lord's Day, at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.